Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sean and Fitzy filling in here on the Greg Hill Show on a Labor Day Monday morning. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you if you're joining us on the radio, on the Odyssey app, where you can take us anywhere you want, anytime, any place. Or if you're watching on Twitch this morning, twitch.tv/BostonWBEI. We appreciate all the ways in which you consume this very program. Fitzy and I back together again for another holiday fill-in. The best holiday, the most fun, entertaining, handsome, all-in-one package you can find on a holiday fill-in show.
High energy earnestness at its sports fan talking finest.
There you go. See, Fitzy does it better than I do sometimes. But it's okay.
Come on, please.
Fitzy, you're a wordsmith. It's your job.
A man of too many words at times, but that's okay.
Fair. I'm not gonna argue with you.
Nope. I have never practiced an economy of words. When we are sitting here criticizing new Patriots head coach Gerard Mayo for probably benefiting by saying less and watching that do more. Who am I, the old garrulous Uncle Fitz, who am I to criticize anyone for not practicing an economy of words?
Well, Fitzy, this week is week one of the NFL season. We've been waiting for it now since the Super Bowl, and it is finally, 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 thank goodness, here and upon us. Thursday night, Ravens Chiefs, Friday night, Packers and Eagles in Sao Paulo. And
what's volatile environment, by the way? Because it's technically an Eagles home game. Yes. Philadelphia or Sao Paulo?
I would say Philadelphia, to be completely honest. The Philadelphia is a nightmare. I would rather not go to Philadelphia.
Ugh.
At least Sao Paulo is exotic, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the tropical rainforests in the area, like, that sounds more fun than Philadelphia.
I'm sure they're going to be, like, throwing flares in the air and stuff like that. I mean, it's going to be insane.
Somebody's going to light off a firework in the stands.
Can I just throw this quickie at you? Okay.
Hit it,
Rio de Janeiro, the capital of Brazil.
Yep.
One of the, Sao Paulo is really way, wow, it is down there.
Yes.
It is in the very southern half of Brazil.
Yep.
Did you know this, that Sao Paulo is the city's, look at this, the city's metropolitan area, the greater Sao Paulo, is home to, just take a guess, how many inhabitants?
750 million.
You're off by a little. I feel like that was radio talk. Sao Paulo is the most populous city of Brazil and one of the most populous in the world. It is home to 20 million inhabitants.
Oh.
I had no idea that
it
was a big city.
So I'll be honest, Fitzy. I don't think my mind properly comprehends how many people exist in cities. I just,
really?
Yeah, I don't,
I don't. Yeah, like if you ask me how many people in Boston, is it like 2 million?
No, in Boston proper, it's like 625,000 or something like that.
Yeah, but see, this
the major
is, again,
metropolitan areas like 3.5 to 4.
Okay. Well, unless you're talking about like Mumbai, then it's like 20 million.
Boston and Mumbai don't get compared to often.
No. I know that, but I'm just saying, like, when you talk about on a world stage, mm-hmm. if you ask me how many people live in France or in Paris, I would probably be way off. I
take a guess.
Paris, France, 6.5 million.
All right. And the answer is 2.2.
Yeah, see? Okay, I'm not like way... thank you, Jacob. Appreciate it. Thank you. Make me feel worse. Yeah, I guess I'm not way off, but I'm pretty off.
But then you have, because it's tough to sort of like discern between the proper downtown metropolitan area and then the greater extended.
Mm. Yeah, like London has so many layers. It's like an onion.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of layers. It's like Shrek.
So like if you go to the greater extended Parisian, like the proper downtown of Paris is like 2.25 million. But then when you get into the surrounding area, the villages and cities, like I have family that lives in a village that, so when they tell people where they live, they say Paris.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually the village is called Nanterre. Now, this particular suburb, mm-hmm. this village of Paris is huge. It's very populous, but it's not technically downtown Boston. Like if you live in Brighton, Alston, like so many of these other, like Newton has a population of 125,000. It's considered the greater, it's Metro West. It's the greater metropolitan Boston area, if you will. But it's its own fiefdom, per se. Like,
interesting. You
factor in the different towns and surrounding areas versus the proper downtown metropolitan areas.
All right. Total aside, just because I saw it in the Twitch chat, caught my attention. Rocco in the Twitch chat. Is that hot dog eating contest between Joey Chestnut and Kobayashi today?
I believe it is. Isn't that part of the Netflix sports initiative?
Yeah. Are you going to watch that? Are you going to tune in? Are you going to check it out at all?
Are you kidding?
You do love kids. A good glizzy.
Love me. I forgot the title of the show. Chestnut versus Kobayashi. Unfinished beef.
Well, in Joey Chestnut's case, it would be no beef, actually.
Mm, that's right, because he enjoys the impossible dog.
Yes.
You know, digression to your side note.
Oh, please.
I enjoy a science burger.
A what now?
A science burger. Like
what is a science burger?
I call them science patties. Because they're science, they're
like plant-based burgers.
Yes, they're scientifically engineered. Call them science burgers.
Why are we doing that? What's the point?
Why not?
Just have a salad. Like if you want plants, just have a salad.
Because it tastes like the way they've been able to engineer it using the beet juice to make it bleed and things they've done to add the savory factors and like.
Yeah, but if you have to go through all that work, why not just eat the veggies?
I know, but what are because you don't want to eat the beef? Because the salad is not as like. There's still something so joyful of like holding on to a burger and like.
Yeah, but like if I pick up a burger, I want to bite into a burger, not veggies.
Okay. What are we doing?
No, I think it's a fair question, right?
I enjoy it. I enjoy it because, quite honestly, if you're someone who was born with the metabolism of a 93-year-old. Like myself,
Ooh, that's terrible circulation,
the slowest metabolism on earth. My body processes legumes, beans, science burgers better than it does like 8 ounces of American beef, bro.
Yeah, but Fitzy, you know what they say. Beans, the magical fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot.
That's why I'm clean as a whistle every day, baby. There's no dead baggage on this guy.
617-779-7937. Let's take a quick call here, Fitzy.
Yes,
Dan in Rhode Island wants to talk about the Pats. What's up, Dan?
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Danny and Cranston. What's up, my guy?
Not much, if it's. Just a couple things real quick. I'm like every other person. Obviously, I want to see May, and obviously he's a better quarterback. But I don't like it when people start to gleam. I know there aren't much to go on, but like to take the preseason in any way, shape, or form and make any type of judgment of like who won anything is just stupid to me because, I mean, I don't know what Brissett paid. Was it 4 series or something? And everybody talks about the pick. No one talks about the dime he threw. Was it to Baker that he dropped?
Osborne.
And the other thing is like Kenny Pickett last year. What were we talking about him coming out of the preseason?
Everybody was calling him Joe Montana.
Exactly. So, you know what I mean? And I think Brissett's going to be, it's not going to be great, but he'll be serviceable. He'll have Hunter Henry. He'll have, like, the best that they have to give. So I just, is he great? No. Is he serviceable? Yes. And it wouldn't surprise me if he plays halfway decent.
So,
that
Dan,
means
do
he's
you
don't win any games.
Do you take into account anything like Jerod Mayo saying that May outplayed Brissett even in the, like, practices and stuff, like in training camp? Does that matter?
To me, in the grand scheme of things, no, because okay. I just don't. But we just don't see. I mean, if we just going by the games, I mean, he's seen the practices, yes. But again, he shouldn't have said anything to begin with. He's just a rookie coach, and those are rookie mistakes made by a rookie coach. He just says too much. We all know that. But I just let Brissett play, and like when May's ready to play, he'll play. This isn't about Brissett. This is about May, to me, and it's been that way from the beginning. He dictates what happens. So we'll see how it goes. But like I said, I don't mind Brissett playing. I don't care either way. But eventually, yes, May will get in. That's it.
All right,
Take
Dan.
Care, guys.
Thanks so much for the comment.
Appreciate the call.
Very level-headed
take. Dan's a regular caller to the station. Heard from him on the weekends for years. He's a level-headed member of Patriots Nation who's seen a couple few games in his life. Yeah, I'm with. Will Brissett play? Would May end up playing down to expectations coming off of the preseason? Potentially, because won't be, you know, against second and third stringers and vanilla defenses. Is there a possibility that Brissett will play better? Yes. Is he going to step out there and look like 1998 Randall Cunningham? No. But he'll definitely, you know, he's not going to remind anybody of Warren Moon either, but he definitely should play better than what we saw in the preseason. And by the way, Unfinished Beef begins streaming today at 3 p.m. Eastern on Netflix.
Nice. So I don't know that he'll play much better than what we saw in the preseason, though. Like, you look at his career, and you know, that's the thing with Jacoby Brissett, right, is he is a known commodity. He has enough time in the NFL. He's played enough games, taken enough snaps, where you know what you're going to get. And it's just not that great. Like, it's not good. And so I think it's kind of weird that we just determine that Drake May is unready. Like, people are just like, yeah, he's not ready. Why? Well, what makes him unready? I mean, Caleb Williams is different. He's built different, but he's going to start day one. Jaden Daniels is going to start day one. I think Drake May is more ready than Jaden Daniels. Bo Nix is going to start day one. I think Drake May is more ready than Bo Nix. But, like, so that, I guess that's my kind of hang-up, right? Is it's like all these people are like, oh, Drake May's not ready. Drake May's not. Well, why? What would indicate to you that he's not ready? Kid can huck the ball with the best of them. He makes good decisions. Like this postseason, or this at least the preseason, right? What you saw Drake May, did he make any bad decisions? Like, there were a couple bad throws, and that's mechanical. I get that. But did he make any bad decisions?
No, I didn't see many bad decisions on display. Did you?
No, none. And, like, that's kind of my point. It's like, even the deep balls he threw were all good decisions. They were on target. Some of them were just dropped, and some of them were broken up.
The
50-yarder
to Javon Baker against the Eagles.
Just dime down the seam. An absolute missile. He also had one down the sideline that Baker got pushed out of bounds at the line of scrimmage on, basically, that made the play null and void anyways. But then, like, you just look at those decisions, it's like, oh, all of these are good decisions. He never throws it into, like, triple coverage. He's not throwing it. He barely even thrown it into double coverage. And then when he doesn't feel like he has a window, he just tucks and runs and takes the 5 yards, which is what you want an athletic quarterback to do. So for me, it's like people are like, he's not ready. And I guess I don't quite understand why.
Yeah. At this point now, in a lot of ways, It's kind of just like it's a fait accompli. Like we can sit here wondering why we can. It's like when your parents tell you, like, I'm doing this for your own good, and you say why, and then they just get exhausted and they start because we are now officially in the parental because phase of this decision, and it's infuriating. It is.
I'm a rebel, Fitzy. I don't like that.
You got time, young
Rebel yell rejoin. 617-779-7937 if you want to weigh in on the New England Patriots, what you're looking for in week one. We'll finally get to that. Coming back, we were about to, and we got sidetracked a little bit. We'll get into what we're excited for week one in the NFL season coming up next with Fitzy and Shine. But right now, Jacob is going to get you what's caught up with what
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Trending.
That's the beginning of the NFL season!
Football, back in your life, and week one here is now.
Football, we're back to playing football.
Is there any album in your collection, or that you have on ready access via your telephone handheld computer device?
Yep.
That six to midnights you quicker than the NFL Films Library?
I don't know. The Noah Kahan Live at Fenway album is pretty good, but not quite the same effect.
It's a different vibe. Side note to that, going to see Noah Kahan 26 days from now.
Are you where?
There's this thing in Connecticut, this like sound. It's basically like a
festival?
A two-day festival where they have like 10 acts each day. Noah Kahan is the Saturday headliner.
Hell yeah.
Also that day I'll be seeing other acts that I've been dying to see, like the Goo Goo Dolls and Grace Potter.
Ooh, nice. Goo Goo Dolls would be a good show. Grace Potter, I saw her. She was with, I want to say she was with Kenny Chesney like years ago.
She's awesome.
But yeah.
And then Sunday it's the Foo Fighters, but of course.
Foo Fighters.
The Foo Fighters, but I'll be of course watching Patriots Niners and then doing the Six Rings postgame shows.
I went to see Noah Kahan at Fenway. On the second night, so it's Friday night show. I'm actually wearing my Noah Kahan crew neck right now. It was tremendous show. Excellent, excellent program. I got to say, I feel very blessed, very lucky. Back-to-back nights this summer, I went to concerts where they have then recorded and are releasing a live album. So,
it's you.
Yeah. I'm going to be able to listen to those albums forever and be like, you know what? I was there.
Fenway's a great spot for a concert as well.
Fenway is, in my opinion, the best spot for a concert in the city.
Outstanding.
You're probably not wrong.
It's exponentially better than Gillette Stadium, in
Agreed.
My opinion.
Yep. Easier, honestly, because
the traffic alone is just a total difference maker.
I can't. Have you taken in a show at the MGM yet?
Yes. I love the MGM. I've been there now a couple times. So I went. Greg had an event for Zach Brown was there last year.
So I
went and saw that. And then I was also there for Brett Eldridge did his like big band Christmas concert there. That was that was a lot of fun. Big fan of that. I also went to like a Call of Duty event there as well. So I've seen a couple different things. Love the MGM Fenway.
Yeah, I've seen shows just about all over town. Still a big fan of the Hob. I like the House of Blues.
Okay. Yeah, that's if you like quaint and stuffed, that's good.
Quaint and stuffed.
Yeah.
I'll still never forget
like a crab
quaint
cake.
And stuffed. I remember it was 13 years ago. I know you were probably still just, you know, using a switchblade comb and using a trapper keeper in the high school hall.
I was 19. I was in college. Thank you.
Damn it. All right. Close enough. I remember the first time I saw Out of the Blue on a random recommendation. They were coming out of South by Southwest. I saw the Alabama Shakes on one of their first ever dates.
Nice.
In a small intimate club. Still one of those. I just love when you go to a place that's somewhere between the size of House of Blues or MGM, and you see a band that you've heard is buzzy, but you are unfamiliar with. You see them, they just blow you away, and then you're like, I'm a fan of this band forever going forward, just because of the emotional experience I had taking them in for the first time. There's a little something special to that.
Yeah, it's really cool to see kind of like artists that you like blow up a little bit. Like, I mean, I saw Noah Kahan last year at Ocean's Calling Music Festival down in Maryland, and he was like one of the opening acts. He wasn't one of the headliners or anything. Now, I mean, he's the biggest thing going. He's selling out Fenway two nights. He's going to be at this festival that you're going to in Connecticut. Like, he is everywhere, and he is crushing the game. So it's kind of cool to see the evolution of things and how things can just change so quickly.
Yeah, he is definitely a bit of an overnight blow up. It's very impressive.
Speaking of overnight blow ups,
yes,
is there a team, Fitzy, week one of the NFL season you think could have an overnight blow up where they have a week one where you're like, boom, look at this playoff team inbound possibly, and they kind of surprise the world? Is there one team in particular that's catching your eye in week one?
Is there someone I'm allowed to put on upset alert besides the Cincinnati Bengals?
And yeah, absolutely.
Though I do expect the Bengals to win, I am going to wager that the Patriots cover. Maybe what I'll do is I'll use that little slider and I'll maybe move it. Maybe I'll adjust the line to 10.5.
Okay.
I still think when I say the Pats can beat the Bengals, it's a can. It's not a full well expect. It's not a should and will. It's an if they're going to pull off an upset any time in the first half of the season, that would be it. Now, the team that I would put on upset alert week one, no one circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. I think the Cardinals may come in and pull one off, surprise them. I think
really?
Buffalo's defense, it's warm weather, so more conducive to an offensively fleet-of-foot team like the Cardinals. I like their little running back tandem of Connor and the kid they picked up, Benson. Who knows who in the world on the Bills? They don't. No more Tre'Davious White. Matt Milano is once again out for the season, which absolutely stinks. They lose both of their starting safeties, and who knows? Like Trey McBride, a fleet-footed, fully healthy, bulked-up Kyler Murray, Maserati Marv. Like, there's a chance the Cardinals could come in and drop a jaw up in Orchard Park Week One.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked. I don't think that's something that's out of the realm of possibility. The big one for me: Indianapolis Colts lay the smackdown on the Houston Texans in week one. And everybody panics immediately. Oh, my God.
Hold on. Did something happen to the Colts? Are going to lay one on the Texans?
Yes.
And people accuse me of consuming alcohol on the air.
Fitzy, do you know what happened in week two of last season?
What happened in week two of last season?
The Indianapolis Colts beat the Houston Texans 31-20.
Yep.
That happened.
That was last year.
So you're right. That was last year, and Anthony Richardson only played half of that game. So my thing is I just think I Shane Steichen knows how D'Amico Ryan wants to call a defense, and I think Shane Steichen is a really, really talented head coach and play caller in general. I think he's one of the more underrated play callers in football, which is why I like Indy I assume it's an upset. I haven't actually looked at the odds yet. But
Texans are favored.
Yeah, I assumed, because everybody loves the Texans. That's the thing. And you had texted me yesterday. You were off to your fantasy draft, and you're big on Jordan Love this year in fantasy. And you had asked me my thoughts. Ultimately, I love Jordan Love and CJ Stroud. I really like them. I really like the teams that they are on. I think they're going to be the future of the NFL. However, I think it might be not necessarily this year. I am off the... Because there is a... just an insane amount of people that are on the Texans or the Packers this year, and I can't do it. I think we're like a year too early.
Okay.
So I have to fade the public. Like, this is my I am totally fading the public this year. I think they'll both be good. I think they'll both be playoff teams, but there's a good chance they lose in, like, the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, okay, so that sounds like the name of a new podcast for you, Fade the Public with Chime.
Yeah, wow, man, smart job by you. Good job.
Not bad. I could see that. So you think that the Packers and the Texans popped last year to announce that they were going to be part of this century's landscape. However, their ascension to dominance or perennial sort of championship caliber team isn't quite there. They're just going to have to do a little fine-tuning to get used to or be ready for the stage this year. Is that kind of what you're intimating?
Yeah, like, I need to see Jordan Love do it for a full season, right? Last season, it was more so that second half of the year where he was insanely good. He was
weeks 11 to 18, 18 touchdowns, one pick, highest QBR that anyone has posted in recent year in the NFL. And, oh, the way he played in that
playoff
postseason, except for the fourth quarter against San Francisco. Holy smokes.
Awesome, awesome. I don't disagree. I just think that there's now a full year's worth of tape on Jordan Love, so there's some things defenses can pick up and different ways you can defend him a little bit now. So I need to see him be that good for an entire season instead of just a back half of the season, in my opinion.
Those young receivers, and they got the two
But there's also
ends.
No true number
Josh
one receiver,
Jacobs
right?
And Marshawn Lloyd. Who needs it? I mean,
you kind of do. When you look at the good teams in the NFL, everybody outside of Patrick Mahomes has like a legitimate number one receiver, and even Patrick Mahomes has Travis Kelce. So like everybody has a legitimate number one. So I'm kind of curious how the
Dobbs,
quantity over
Reed,
quality
Watson,
goes.
Quantity over quality. Yeah, okay.
So that to me is a question mark. And in Houston, Stephon Diggs to me is a massive question mark. I think what you saw in Buffalo was really weird. And I thought a lot of it stemmed from Stephon Diggs. And I'm curious if that has a negative, like the one bad apple has a negative effect on the rest of the bunch here for Houston, at least at the beginning of the season where they struggle a little bit out of the gate.
See, to me, I think what you're going to get is you're going to get that sort of best behavior. I don't know what they were talking about up in Buffalo version of Steph Diggs. The one that's going to want to use this season as a chance to go further in the playoffs than he thought he could have, or go further or back to where they were in Buffalo when they blew multiple divisional round leads in games against the Chiefs, number one. And number two, he knows this is his last chance to prove it and then sign one more big deal. If he pouts, acts up, doesn't give his best effort on a team that seems primed for postseason success, he knows if he doesn't do that, he's going to probably get one more big contract, whether it's with the Texans or somewhere else. And if he acts a fool this year and doesn't give it 110%, no one's going to sign him next year. That people will just let him walk because
people keep
that
signing. People keep signing Odell Beckham. They'll keep signing Stephon Diggs.
What a waste of money. Is he even going to play for the Dolphins this year?
Probably not. But like that's my point, right? Is teams keep signing him because of the name. People will keep signing Stephon Diggs. I don't think he is going to have. I think he may want to have that mentality heading into the season, but I don't think that'll persist throughout the whole year. To
he
be
should not
honest.
Turn into the next version of DeSean Jackson going from one team to the next as a compliment and a threat, but more a threat to your locker room than, special teams and cornerbacks.
So you gave your favorite upset alert. Is there one game in particular that you love, that you're just excited to sit down and watch the whole game, 60 minutes of pure nothing but great football?
Well, watching the Patriots and then hosting the Six Rings postgame show, my dance card for the proper 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock kickoffs is largely spoken for. Therefore, as disappointing as it is that I'll have to just catch snippets of Tom Brady's debut as the lead color analyst for the Fox broadcast network with Cowboys at Browns next Sunday, I'm just looking forward to the night games because Rams at Lions, a rematch of a sneaky good wild card game last year that the Rams kind of should have won. Bet the over. I'm all over the over in that one, I think, as anyone should. I'm fired up about the return of prime Cooper Kupp. I think he's going to go back off in that game.
I'm with
everyone's going to say, oh, I forgot about
like
him.
This he's guy just won the Triple Crown. Where have you been?
Exactly.
He was just and hurt last year.
And Monday night's game, and spoiler alert, this just in, I'm taking the Jets to cover and on the money line.
Ooh, okay, I like that. Yeah, I'm with you. The two night games, good job by the round of applause for the NFL. Mm-hmm. Good job by you. Excellent night games, right? Thursday night, you get Ravens Chiefs. Friday night, Packers Eagles. Sunday night, Rams Lions. And then Monday night, you get Jets
and there's just
Niners.
A bunch of stuff in between, like Panthers Saints and Vikings Giants.
I'm also kind of excited. Another team that I'm on this year. I'm on the Atlanta Falcons. I'm excited to see the Falcons roll through the Pittsburgh Steelers in week one.
So I have a feeling Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Bijan Robinson and company are all going to look like brand new players.
They finally appear like the players we thought they were. And
yes,
and people, the people who were yelling at me about Kyle Pitts sucking can actually realize that maybe it was the fact that Marcus Mariota and Desmond Ridder and Taylor Heinicke were the ones throwing the football and that it wasn't actually Kyle Pitts' fault.
Preach.
No, yeah. Thank you, Jacob.
Precisely. I think Bijan Robinson. Now, I had a chance yesterday at the top of the draft.
What pick did you have, by the way?
What's that?
What pick did you have?
Pick four.
Okay.
And I went, I had my choice of Bijan and Breece Hall, and I went Breece Hall.
So I had the same pick in a different draft. I didn't have the option. I also went Breece Hall, though. Bijan was taken second in my league. Okay. But I love that. I think Breece Hall is going to be awesome this year.
He was fantastic in the second half of last season as well. That was coming off an ACL. Now he's a year healthier. Yes, he's going to get run done into the ground, but that offensive line for the Jets is vastly improved.
Yeah.
Vastly improved. And we'll see how long Aaron Rodgers holds up for, but regardless of the health of the quarterback, I think Breece Hall may finish the year as the top-ranked overall player in fantasy.
I think that's very much in play. And we talked about games that we wanted to see, things we were watching out for. Just a couple players that I'm really excited to watch this week. Mm-hmm. One would be Caleb Williams at home against the Tennessee Titans. That's a gettable defense there. And you are going to have to beat a guy like L'Jarius Sneed. But I think I'm excited for Caleb Williams, and I'm really excited for Rome Odunze.
Caleb Farley healthy, by the way? Finally, like I know.
I know they cut him, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure he's a free agent at this moment.
The guy that was taken in the first round. Oh, my God.
Yes, I believe he got cut not too long ago.
He is a free
agent. Yes, he is.
Holy smoke. What a bummer. That never panned out.
No, it did not. He did not stay healthy. And the other player I'm looking at is Devon Achane, the running back for Miami. They're hosting Jacksonville in the 1 o'clock slate. I think that'll be really interesting. He's one of the most hyped up kind of players in fantasy this year and in football. I am riding the train. I'm excited. He's just, man, that kid can fly. So
He's a home run hitter.
Yeah.
Which do you think, as we go to break, which of the running backs, because there were a lot of running backs taken in the third and fourth round, many of which have a chance to get in there and be like the next Devon Achane. You got Trey Benson, Jalen Wright.
Jordan Brooks.
Yeah, Jonathan Brooks. I think Jonathan Brooks probably has the best chance to, when healthy, emerge as a stud because of the situation.
I'm going
to
throw you a total curveball, a name you didn't mention. Give me Bucky Irving on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I like Rashad White.
I do too, but I think he is going to suffer. Prediction time for you. Rashad White suffers too many touches-itis where he just gets hurt because he touches the ball so much. And then Bucky Irving comes in and he's like, oh, he's just better than Rashad White. And with that amount of touches, I think Bucky Irving could pop.
That was football's kickoff Sunday prep and fantasy talk all in the same break. You're welcome, audience.
That's how we do it here. This is Fitzy and Shine filling in for the Greg Hill Show on Labor Day Monday. One more segment to go before we pass it off to KJ and Lyons, who will get you a 10. Bring Fitzy and Shine here on a Labor Day Monday. Final segment for you before KJ and Lyons take over. Fitzy, thought for you here. We have chock full of lines of callers here. So I'm thinking 30 seconds apiece, we rifle through all these people before we get out. You in?
A little call roulette to rock 'em sock 'em on the way out to a beautiful Labor Day Monday. Let's do this thing.
All right, give me a number, 1 through 5. Go.
4.
All right, Tony and Holbrook, go. You got 30 seconds.
30 seconds, go. First, guys, thanks for being on Labor Day. Appreciate it. Number one, I'm a Jets fan. Number two, offensive line sucks for the Patriots. Put May in there, he's going to get killed, which works for me. I don't care. Number three, this is our year. Y'all have a good weekend.
Tony, what a debut! That is caller roulette. All right, Fitzy, give me another number. Go.
2.
Mark in Connecticut, go ahead.
We're smoking some ribs today, boys. You're more than welcome to come.
Love
the O-line. Where is Dante Scarnecchia when we need him? Who is this guy, Scott Peters? If he is a real offensive line coach, he would fix the tackle position. I know Dante would.
All right, thanks for the call, Mark. Yeah, I wish Dante would come back. That'd be amazing. But I don't feel like that's going to happen.
He's 76. The man has earned and deserved his retirement at this point now.
Yeah, he really has.
What are we doing?
One of the more underrated pieces of the Patriots dynasty was the performance of one Dante Scarnecchia.
Oh yeah, I mean, if you're building a Mount Rushmore of the Patriots double dynastic run, there would be some folks that would say you should do Belichick, Brady, Ernie Adams, and Skarnecchia before you do anything else.
All right, Fitzy, 1, 3, or 5, go.
Okay, what's up, 5?
Blair and Maine, go.
Oh yeah, Kenny Chesney ripped it at Gillette. You know, he was the best at Gillette. Let's go, Gillette Stadium, baby. Patriots gonna play there, yes. But they might not be the best without Tom Brady, baby. Tom Brady, the GOAT. Bye!
All right, there you go. Blair and Maine.
That's what happens when you live in Maine.
Big fan of Gillette concerts. All right, Fitzy, 1 or 3, go.
1. It's not the loneliest number.
All right, Manny at Cape Cod, what's up?
Hey, Fitzy, we need you September 7th, 4 o'clock start, Middleborough Cobras game. We need you back in that booth, bro.
Talk to me. Oh, I'm going to try to get up there for that. That's my favorite thing I did all year long, the semi-professional football Middleborough Cobras need to repeat it to get back in that championship, kid.
Thanks for the call, Manny. What is this?
It's a semi-pro football. It's called the Northeast Football League. Okay. I think it's a 9-team semi-pro self-funded league. My buddy Justin is the coach and GM of the Middleborough Cobras, and on their opening game this year against I forget who the hell they played. I was like the stadium announcer. It was the most fun. Oh, it was at Glens Falls, I think it was against.
Hell yeah.
Outstanding. What a take.
All right, Derek and Pepperell, your final. Go, go, go.
Shime, here we go. First of all, stay in your lane on the football if you don't know populations. And what I would want to say is I love the fact that you want Drake May in. But the O-line is not going to change. Fitzy, are we right? The O-line's not going to change. Yes. A quarterback is not going to change the dynamic. I'm not saying Drake shouldn't start. I'm just telling you, the O-line is not going to change. And all you guys talk about is how horrible the O-line is.
Thanks for the call, Derek. Look, I said this earlier. I think there's a chance the offensive line is better once David Andrews is in there on every play and they kind of lock it in a little bit. And I also just think that the offense will look better when Drake May finally steps on the football field. It's just going to be more fluid. There's more options. There's more opportunity for yards. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's a me thing. People disagree. That's fine. But I just think the offense is going to be exponentially better when Drake May hits the field.
There is most certainly a chance that Jacoby Brissett and the offensive line on the whole play better. There is also a chance that the defense is not quite as grand, Mina Kimes-tastic as some people have advertised. But I will say this, Shime, as we punch out on what's been a very fun morning show here on Labor Day 2024. Not if, but when the New England Patriots cover that 9.5-point spread next Sunday, You make sure that you call into the Six Rings postgame show and offer me, if not flowers, at least my due on the show. Okay?
Done. I'd be happy to do that. If they don't cover, you can call me on Monday morning and say, Shime, I'm sorry. And that's it. Just a quick apology.
I will do. And you can name which celebrity voice you want me to call in and do a really terrible impersonation of.
Perfect. I already have one in mind. That'll do it for Fitzy and Shime here filling in for the Greg Hill Show on a Labor Day Monday. KJ and Lions have you coming up next. Fitzy, it is always a pleasure, my friend. I can't wait to do a show with you again soon, bud.
Same here, my guy. Have a great Labor Day Monday, everybody, and thanks for making us a part of your holiday morning program. The legends of KJ Carson and John Lyons coming up next.
Thanks so much for tuning in here on the Fitzy and Shime program, whether you listen to us on the radio, on the Odyssey app, or if you watched on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. See ya!
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.